Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
10,000 steps a day, 10,000 steps a day, 10,000 steps a day. We all have heard this over and over and over again bombarded at us. Does your heart good? 10,000 steps a day, a great way to exercise. Walking is a wonderful way to exercise. Even better than running because it's easy on your knees. Now, I don't even know that because I know people that are literally over 100 years of age that have run marathons and their knees seem to be fine. So that must be one of those common or misconceptions that is out there. Well, I don't think that's true at all. I think it still remains the fact that walking 10,000 steps a day could be really, really beneficial for health. Whatever the reason might be, but I used to try that with my iPhone and it would measure the steps. I need to have it in my pocket and so on and so forth. And it's a approximate measure and so on and so forth. It just so happened some months ago, my daughter gave my wife and me a gift of this Fitbit, right? I've never used a Fitbit before. I was very skeptical. I just put it on. And I frankly don't use it for anything else except looking at the number of steps. That's all I use it for. It simply has one function for me, which is measuring the 10,000 steps. And people tell me that you need a way cheaper version than Fitbit to do that. It doesn't matter. Bottom line is, I'm not promoting the brand. Just get some device perhaps that reasonably accurately measures your 10,000 steps. Because it has been a new habit I was able to add on, a new good habit I was able to add on in the last several months. And there would be so many days I would fail, but consistently I have been able to average, not every day, there have been 8,000, 9,000 days. And the reason I'm doing this audio is yesterday was one of the first days I really blew it and I had only 4,000 steps. And I mean, it was a departure, a deviation so strong in the last few months that I literally stopped, made a note of it, and I'm making this audio. So it was a disruption in my routine. No reason, just the day passed, I was out there and I was not at home where I do most of my walking as I usually do. Just did not happen yesterday at all. I was simply absent, and by the time I came home it was very close to midnight, or past midnight actually. I simply could not do the walk. So, but for days like that, even on the days I missed before, it was 7,000, 8,000 steps, and there were many days with 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,000 steps. One of them was 20,000 steps. I don't know what I did on that day. But when you look at the average, every single week for the last 5 weeks, every single week for the last 5 weeks, I have averaged 10,000 steps. Okay? So as always, the challenge out for you. How would you do 10,000 steps every single day? Can you take on the challenge the next 30 days and maybe convert that to a habit? Can you do that? Can you write down 10 ways you can accomplish that? I hope you're doing that after every one of these audios that you're listening to. I hope you're not just listening for fun, but you're really taking, if each of these audios is 3 to 4 minutes long, can you do yourself a favor? Can you sit down, take out your notebook and just write down 5-10 ways you can convert these ideas? Otherwise, this would be like any other podcast, non-operational, brain farts, and you listen to them, don't do anything, it feels good. Yeah. Obviously, you can use this one in the same way, or you could do yourself a favor and go to the next step and try to operationalize some of these ideas. These are ideas. I'm only sharing with you ideas that I have tried and they have worked for me. And I believe, now I cannot guarantee that the same idea will work for all of us. While we all have some commonalities, we do have differences. At least sit down, think about it. If you think that's a crappy idea, okay, leave it. I get it. My ego won't get hurt. I probably won't even know that until you really write a stinker to me. Luckily for me, all of you, or many of you, are kind enough to write great things and give us 5 stars on iTunes. Hey, you need to do that, by the way. And many people have been really nice to me. I'm super grateful for that. Having said that, I probably wouldn't even know. That's okay. I can live with that. So skip it and go to the next idea. But every so often, you should be encountering an idea in this podcast that is so good At least it feels in your mind that it would be such a good addition to your life that you literally want to sit down, write down 10 ways in which you can implement them and convert them to your DNA. Make it a part of you. Make it a habit in your life. Good luck to you.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.